Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 38. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 50s. Thursday night, clear. Right now, it's 32.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. Records show that a Sedgwick County woman had fled with her six children and summoned police 3 weeks before her estranged husband ran her off the road and then shot and killed her. The Wichita Eagle reports that Wichita police and court records show that 33-year-old Kristen Guile had taken at least three measures to protect herself and her children from Randy Guile. Kristen Guile was killed October 6th before Randy Guile shot himself. Her family says the system failed her. A federal lawsuit is challenging a Kansas policy that prohibits changing the gender designation on birth certificates for transgender people. Lambda Legal says Kansas is one of three states, along with Tennessee and Ohio, with similar policies. The lawsuit seeks to force state officials to provide birth certificates that reflect a transgender individual's sex consistent with their gender identity. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
The Garden City Police Department investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl. Police say around 8:45 Sunday morning, officers were called to a home where the teen was found unresponsive. She was transported to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City, where she was pronounced deceased. While the investigation is ongoing, preliminary reports show no evidence that any criminal activity occurred. School districts in the Sunflower State finding it difficult to fill vacant teaching positions, even though increased funding allowed many districts to offer higher salaries. The Kansas Department of Education says 612 teaching positions are vacant this fall. The report said the majority of the vacancies are in special education. That's followed by elementary education, English language arts, science, and math. The largest concentration of vacancies, 21%, are in the 5th District, which includes most of western Kansas. And forecasters say after one more cold start to this morning, warmer, more seasonable temperatures are on tap. Mid-America Network News.
Imagine the destruction 5 minutes of hail could do to your crop. Don't wait until it's too late. Secure your crop hail coverage now. This is Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a complete line of crop hail products that cover for hail, green snap, or wind coverage on corn, and wind coverage on wheat. Get in touch with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for the peace of mind you get with the right crop hail policy.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Agriculture groups and Nebraska state officials have created new guidelines for taking care of livestock on trucks that are pulled off the road due to an accident or failed safety inspection. The new procedures announced yesterday are designed to ensure that animals being transported are kept healthy, protected from extreme weather, and properly fed. They also were created to help livestock haulers comply with state road rules. The state of Nebraska collected far more tax revenue than expected last month and is running ahead of projections so far in the fiscal year that began July 1st. The Department of Revenue reported yesterday that the state netted $510 million in September, nearly 10% more than the certified forecast of $464 million. The Department of Revenue report says net individual and corporate income tax receipts were higher than expected. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday unanimously approved advertising for an at-risk construction manager for a proposed county jail expansion project. An original estimate of $4 to $4.5 million could change with actual bids received. The construction manager option would come at a cost, but would assure construction oversight and includes a commitment of a maximum price and completion timeline for the project. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet October 15th, with their next meeting scheduled October 22nd. At a special convention of the Washington County GOP Central Committee Thursday evening, Raleigh Hordine of Clifton was chosen as replacement for Gary Ouellette on the Washington County Commission, who has submitted his resignation effective at the end of October. That recommendation will be forwarded to the governor for approval, though its term runs through January 2021. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday revisited the topic of county employee pay raises, noting that some were below comparable averages and others above that range. No consensus was reached as to how to move forward. Several options were discussed, and the matter will be brought up again. Rescinding a vote on the county employee health insurance plan adopted, an amendment was added allowing the county pay the entire dental premium, with employees responsible for 5% of a health insurance premium, which includes vision care. Further discussion regarding changes to the employee handbook included discussion regarding employees sharing sick leave with coworkers, concern with unlimited caps on the practice were raised, with no decisions reached. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. A resolution was approved setting a public hearing to consider adoption of the renewal of the City of Seneca's Neighborhood Revitalization Plan. That hearing Monday, October 29th, 10 a.m. Commissioners will not meet the week of October 15th due to attendance at the annual Kansas Association of Counties meeting. Next regularly scheduled meeting Monday, October 22nd. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, fish, baked potato, a muffin, broccoli, and blushing pears.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
2019s are arriving and the 2018s gotta go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. With a brand new 2018 Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Trax LT, Chevy Equinox, Premier Diesel, and Chevy Camaro. 2019 models include two Chevy Traverse, a Buick Envision, and Buick Essence at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
A late comeback in Lambeau. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Green Bay and San Francisco locked in a tight contest on Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers connected with Devontae Adams for a 16-yard touchdown to tie the game before Mason Crosby sealed the deal as time expired.
Kick is up.
It is good.
It is good.
Mason Crosby delivers a dagger.
On the Packers Radio Network, they win 33-30. In the National League Championship Series, the Brewers silenced Dodger Stadium with a two-run shot in the seventh.
Fly ball down the right field line. Going back is Puig on the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Orlando Arcia goes the other way!
On WTMJ, Milwaukee blanks L.A. 4-0 and leads the series 2-1. Nathan Eovaldi and Dallas Keuchel will take the mound as the American League Championship Series shifts to Houston for Game 3 tonight. The Red Sox and Astros are deadlocked at a game apiece. This is ABC Sports. Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers owner Paul Allen has passed away at the age of 65. Complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Former Seahawks quarterback and ESPN analyst Matt Hasselbeck spoke about his impact.
For me personally, as a quarterback for the Seahawks for 10 years, just knowing that he saved that team. He saved that team from leaving Seattle and what that meant to that community. He talked about his father taking him to UW games as a kid, and it was really out of his civic love for the city of Seattle that he saved the Seahawks.
Allen founded software and production company Starwave in 1993, which helped launch ESPN on the internet. It's opening night in the NBA. The defending champion Golden State Warriors will receive their wings. Kevin Durant is ready to take it all in.
It's just the energy in the building, you know, everything from what we're going to be wearing to actually getting our rings and raising the banner. It's going to be an amazing night. Hopefully we come out and handle business on the basketball court.
Golden State takes on the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20. With a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Axtell and Centralia, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
Fox Run Seed LLC is proud to support our local students from Centralia and wants these intelligent boys and girls to know that everyone is proud of them for excelling in all areas of academics. A special shout out to those who participate in 4-H and FFA. Good job, everyone, from Fox Run Seed LLC in Centralia.
You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agriculture groups largely supportive of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade package, but many of those same groups say the biggest concern right now is ending retaliatory tariffs on U.S. ag products. Those duties were put into place after President Trump imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said that with the trade deal in hand, the tariff usefulness when it comes to Mexico and Canada has diminished. He said, I think it's time we go back to the previous relationship we had with no tariffs on steel and aluminum. Now, Perdue said if that happens, it could mean USDA would scale back on the second installment of the trade aid program. He said if the tariffs do come off and the tariff impact lessens, it will have some impact over the mitigation efforts because the efforts were based on the fact that they would be tariff damage related. USDA already made $6.3 billion available for direct payments to farmers, commodity purchases, and marketing assistance. USDA is scheduled to decide on a possible second round of trade reimbursements by early in December. The agency initially budgeted for up to $12 billion in the aid program. Soybean crushers in Brazil running low on soybeans as they face tough competition from Chinese buyers over the remaining 2017-18 seasonal supplies. A report says crushers in Brazil worked with negative margins since the second half of September. The pace of processing has slowed since the soybean rally doubled premiums this year, putting a squeeze on domestic producers. Other plants have halted all activity and say they won't start up again until the upcoming harvest starts. That's the first quarter of 2019. One industry analyst said soybean product inventories are running low, some plants announcing they no longer have soy oil to sell. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The United States beef industry argues that anti-meat consumption studies miss one key point, that is nutrition. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association continues to face studies that disparage meat consumption for health and environmental reasons. But NCBA's Research Director for Sustainable Beef Production, Sarah Place, argues the studies miss a key point. Eliminating meat in a diet eliminates more than just calories.
We would also have nutrient deficiencies. For example, we would have no vitamin B12 if we had no animal products in our food supply. So that's very important. Food security is much more than just calories. We have to think about protein and micronutrients, all those type of things.
Place argues that meat and animal products are nutrient dense. Reputable science, in the meantime, shows that growing fewer feed grains for animals but more fruits and vegetables for humans may have very minimal impact on pollution.
There was a report that came out last year, published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences, that looked at what if every American went vegan and we got rid of all the livestock in the United States. What they found was that you would only reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. by 2.6%.
A global study that was released last week argues for a dramatic reduction in meat consumption and more produce intake in order to feed a massive mid-century world population without destroying the planet. But meat consumption globally is going up and not going down with growing middle-class populations. NCBA's Place argues that governments should not tell consumers what they should eat or what they should not eat. She says those choices should be entirely up to the consumer. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Around your farmyard this time of year, you can be attacked for no other reason but for how you smell or what you look like. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As cooler weather moves in and we are getting our farmyards ready for winter, the bugs are getting ready too, including some bugs that can bite and sting you, like some of the bees and wasps. Our yard and garden expert Jim Fazell says these critters are attracted to many of the things that we like meat on the grill or on our plates as we're sitting outside eating, to the pop we're drinking, and also to what we wear and smell like.
Since they're attracted to flowers, you don't want to wear bright colors. Don't wear things that look like flowers to them, or they will try to find out if there's actually any nectar in them. And they might even attack you because they could get caught up in your clothing. Same thing, avoid fragrances, especially things that might smell like some of the natural flowers around here. Now, the place that you're really going to find those things is in the outdoor eateries and also at the roadside stands at the farmers markets or in your picnics. You want to keep the food things undercover until you want to eat, especially things in picnicking and in the outdoor eateries. Eat quickly and dispose of the leftovers as fast as you can, as far as you can from where you're sitting. Again, don't wear bright colors because that will attract them to your area. Around the home, they will actually nest in holes in the siding or in the foundation, or they'll nest in holes in the ground. Sometimes they'll get a hole that was a rabbit hole at one time, and they'll fly in there. They'll have sizable nests in these voids, and you don't want to try to find out what they are. I remember one time we had a bushel basket that was upside down in the side yard. We'd used it for bringing produce in from the farmer's market the year before. Noticed that there was a little hole in there where the yellow jackets were going in and out. So I turned it over. It was absolutely full of a nest for yellow jackets. And, of course, we turned it back over again and treated it. You can spray these places where they're nesting with flying insect killer. And there are a bunch of them that you can buy at the hardware store or garden centers. Or you can dust with 7. You need to apply at dusk when all of them are in the nest so that they don't attack you. But you want to, if you have a hole in the side of your house and you treat them there, you don't want to plug that up until you know they're all gone, or they may find a way into your house instead of back outdoors. If they're infesting a spot in your yard, a rabbit hole or mouse hole or something like that, dust the area around it with 7 flying insect killer or something of that type. You can cover that hole up with soil to keep them in there because once they get in there, they're not going to get out into your house.
And even after all of these precautions, if you are stung, what to do about that tomorrow, back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale on Wednesday, October 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on several consignments of black and black white-faced fall calving first calf heifers with 30 to 60-day-old Angus sire calves by side. We'll be selling 10 Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for November-December calving. We'll have a complete dispersal of 24 home-raised black and black white-faced cows that'll be 4 to 7 years old, bred to Angus bulls for February-March calves. 20 Sim-Angus cows, 5 years old, we bred to Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be heavy springers. 40 black cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Sim-Angus bulls for February 10th calving. 23 black cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Sim-Angus bulls for October-November calves, plus many more consignments to bred cows and pairs by sale time. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October 17th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 38. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 50s. Thursday night, clear. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. K-State's Alex Barnes and Duke Shelley were named Big 12 Players of the Week yesterday. Barnes was named the League Offensive Player of the Week, and Shelley named the Co-Defensive Player of the Week. Barnes rushed for 181 yards and had 51 receiving yards to go with 4 rushing touchdowns. This is the first time Barnes has earned a weekly honor from the Big 12. Shelley had 2 interceptions against Oklahoma State. A New England Patriots fan won't be celebrating his team's success inside Gillette Stadium. Kansas City's Tyreek Hill scored a late touchdown to tie the Chiefs game with New England on Sunday night. Television cameras showed several fans raising their middle fingers at Hill, and one fan threw a beer in Hill's face. The matter's been turned over to local law enforcement, and the man will be disinvited from future events at Gillette Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
Starseed offers excellent wheat seed treatment options.
Our fungicides and insecticide packages help provide top-level performance in your crop. Starseed weed treatments are proven in controlling numerous seed and soil-borne diseases while guarding against insect damage. Our family of products offers diversified solutions to tackle all those unwanted problems. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Lawyers for a former Adidas executive on trial in New York City have zeroed in on texts sent by a college basketball recruiting fixer and the head coach at KU. The jury yesterday was shown texts by government witness Thomas T.J. Gasonia last year to coach Bill Self. In one of them, Gasonia indicated he was in touch with the guardian of Kansas recruit Silvio De Sousa. Lawyers for ex-Adidas executive Jim Gatto have sought to use the texts to show that various basketball programs were aware of the efforts to funnel secret payments to the families of De Sousa and other top-flight recruits. Gasonia has admitted he helped broker the payments in violation of NCAA rules, but he said he kept coaches in the dark. Also on the round ball court, KU freshman Devon Dotson has been named one of 20 collegiate players to the preseason watch list for the 2019 Bob Cousy Point Guard of the Year Award. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, the K-State volleyball team hosts KU in the Sunflower Showdown on Wednesday, October 17th. Cheer on the Cats as first service set for 8 p.m. in Ahern Fieldhouse. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. Again, K-State volleyball takes on KU at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 17th in Ahern Fieldhouse. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today. Go Cats!
Taking a look at the high school football scores from Friday. Marysville defeated Holton on the road 6-0. Axel was winners at Frankfort 76-28. Centralia over Waubunsee 52-14. Hanover defeated Wetmore 52-6. Lynn fell to Southern Clouds 70-44. Valley Heights defeated Northern Heights 38-0. Washington County lost to Clifton Clyde 52-6. Sabetha defeated Wamego 56-0. Royal Valley over Hiawatha 28-12. Victoria defeated Hill City 42-41. Stockton was winners over Lincoln 54-6. Rock Hills defeated Pike Valley 50-6. St. John's Tipton defeated Lakeside Downs 60-0. Diller O'Dell defeated Parkview Christian by forfeit. Sterling defeated Lewiston 43-15. And that's your high school football scores for Friday.
Marysville Bulldogs fought to a 6-0 win at Holton in district play Friday. A defensive struggle on a soggy, muddy field. Marysville and Holton were scoreless in the first half. Bulldogs came out, brought a number two quarterback Storm Slipionic out to take the opening kickoff to a score in the second half with 8:42 remaining third quarter. Trey Hornby capped it with a 19-yard touchdown. Marysville failed to convert 2 points. 6-0 is where it stayed as Holton had chance late but couldn't score. Final in district football action Friday, Marysville 6, Holton nothing. Marysville improves to 5-2, and Holton falls to 3-4. Bulldogs victorious, back at home hosting Hiawatha Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Axel Eagles scored on 10 of 11 possessions to lead the charge to a 76-28 victory over district foe Frankfort Friday night. Axel's George Volley had 114 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns, while also rushing for 85 yards and a score. Quinn Busing passed for 342 yards and 5 TDs and also rushed for 2 scores. Frankfort's Carson Schreiner scored 3 of the Wildcats' 4 touchdowns. Axel led 24-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Eagles outscored the Wildcats 32-16 in the second to take a 56-22 lead at the half. Axel scored 20 points in the third quarter before the game was ended with 4:26 remaining in the third. Axel improved to 6-1 on the season and end their regular season at Donovan West next week. Frankfort suffers their first loss of the year and is also now 6-1 and is at Hanover next week. Once again, Axel defeats Frankfort 76-28. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. The Centralia volleyball team remains undefeated after winning the Twin Valley tournament Saturday at Washington County. In the gold division pool play, Centralia defeated Wetmore, Clifton Clyde over Axel, Frankfort beat Blue Valley, and Valley Heights defeated Hanover. In the second second set of games in pool play. Centralia beat Clifton Clyde. Axtell defeated Wetmore. Frankfurt defeated Hanover. And it was Valley Heights over Blue Valley. In the third set of pool play games, Centralia defeated Axtell. Clifton Clyde over Wetmore. Frankfurt beat Valley Heights. And Hanover defeated Blue Valley. At the end of pool play, Centralia went 3-0 in pool number 1. Clifton Clyde 2-1. Axtell 1-2. And Wetmore 0-3. In pool number 2, Frankfurt went 3-0, Valley Heights 2-1, Hanover 1-2, and Blue Valley 0-3. So in the semifinals, Centralia defeated Valley Heights, and Frankfurt beat Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights defeated Clifton Clyde in the consolation match for third place, and Centralia defeated Frankfurt to win the 2018 Twin Valley Conference Tournament. In the silver division, Washington County defeated Lynn, Donovan West beat Onega, and it was Lynn over Troy. Washington County defeated Onega, Lynn beat Donovan West, and Washington County over Troy. Troy then defeated Donovan West, Lynn beat Onega, Donovan West over Washington County, and Onega defeated Troy. The final silver division results, Washington County and Lynn both finished 3-1, but Washington County gets the tiebreaker over defeating Lynn for first place. Lynn then second, Donovan West third, Onega fourth, and Troy fifth. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Guaranteed to be right at least 50% of the time. We're revisiting the forecasting powers of the persimmon seed today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 16th, the 289th day of the year. Actress Angela Lansbury shares a birthday with musician John Mayer. We're revisiting the proverbial lore of the persimmon seed for clues about the upcoming winter. The legend says the seed shapes hold all the clues. A spoon-shaped seed means you'll be doing a lot of shoveling. A knife shape indicates cold, biting winds are in the future. If the seed is fork-shaped, the winter should be mild with only light, powdery snowfall. Don't just study the seeds, though. Persimmons have been growing in popularity in recent years for their sweet, spicy flavor and rich texture. They're in season now, so look for the acorn-shaped fruit in your supermarket's produce section. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
There will be a real estate and personal property auction for Marjorie Holler. Sunday, October 21st, sale begins at 11 a.m. southeast of Vermilion. Selling a John Deere 4x4 Gator with gas motor, very good shape. Exmark 60-inch zero-turn lawnmower, very good shape. 9,500-watt portable generator, like new. Appliances and furniture include a side-by-side refrigerator with water and ice dispenser, refrigerator freezer, glass-top electric range, four-burner gas range, front-load washer, electric dryer. Other household and miscellaneous items will be sold. Plus a three-bedroom, three-bath, ranch-style home, partial finished full basement, and two-car attached garage. Plus a 50x80 and 60x100-foot metal insulated building with concrete floor attached by a breezeway and a 40x60-foot metal building with concrete floor and office area. The property is on 3.5 acres, located at 3031 Bobcat Lane. This real estate and personal property auction for Marjorie Holler begins Sunday at 11 a.m. Real estate sells at 1. Property is located south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace to Bobcat Lane, then a quarter mile east. Go online to mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty for details. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
KNDY.